They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The Obama Effect.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The momentum of a new presidency should spur some optimism in the markets. But the question is, how long will it last? Corporate profits are looking so bad, and there will be more reports coming, and that might be too much of a drag. Case in point, Alcoa announcing 13,000 job cuts yesterday, 13% of its workforce. But for his part, Obama has some things up his sleeve. Today, he announces a new position. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
President-elect Obama is set to name a chief performance officer today. This person will work with federal agencies to make government more efficient and to maintain fiscal responsibility. It's part of a broader effort to bring long-term fiscal discipline to Washington. It comes as the president-elect works on a stimulus plan that could total nearly $800 billion. Yesterday, the president-elect warned the nation could face massive deficits for years to come.
A trillion-dollar deficit will be here before we even start the next budget.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will press Democrats today to get an economic recovery plan on the new president's desk by mid-February. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
The stock markets are a mixed bag overseas this morning. In Japan, the Nikkei hit a two-month closing high with a gain of close to 2%, but European shares are down about 1%. The Dow is back above 9,000. It gained 62 points yesterday to 9,015. The Nasdaq had a bigger percentage gain, 1.5%, which is about 24 points, and the S&P 500 added 7 to 934. GM is cleaning out its closet and holding a yard sale. Obviously, it needs the cash and it needs to cut costs. So, next week, GM will hold a huge vintage car auction. Maybe you can get your hands on a beauty. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
GM will try to sell at least 200 vintage vehicles, including a 1986 presidential limo replica used in the movie The American President. Greg Wallace, who manages the GM Heritage Center, says getting rid of the cars will mean a savings of $2,000 per car per year in maintenance costs.
We're looking at everything now, and if it doesn't serve a purpose, we're not going to store it or maintain it.
There are some beautiful classic cars hitting the auction block, like a 1904 Oldsmobile Touring Runabout. And then there are some, well, not so classic.
We had kept the first Saturn, but we also kept the millionth Saturn, the 2 millionth Saturn, the 3 millionth Saturn. At some point in time, you say to yourself, is the 2 millionth and 3 millionth as important as the first and last Saturns?
Of course, who knows what the market for the 3 millionth Saturn will be like at the auction, not to mention all of the other vintage cars in the middle of a recession and a credit crunch. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
GM also reportedly just delivered Barack Obama's new limo. It'll debut at the inauguration. Neither GM nor the Secret Service are saying much about the car, except that it's a Cadillac. But people who know about this stuff say the car probably has armor that's 8 inches thick.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Congress is back in session for the new year. The new president takes office in a couple weeks. A lot of economic proposals will be on the table. Commentator Robert Reich just hopes they'll address the core problems.
Over the next weeks and months, you can expect a flurry of new proposals for reviving the economy, reducing climate change, and improving national security. But progress is only possible in each of these areas by addressing the basic problem at its core. For example, we can't get the economy back on track until we figure out how to raise median incomes, because their decline is the core reason why there's not enough demand to keep businesses humming. No matter how much taxpayer money is pumped into financial markets, banks won't lend when they fear borrowers won't repay, and people can't borrow more without more income. Or consider climate change. You'll be hearing lots about creating new alternative sources of energy, as well as pushing the big three to make more fuel-efficient cars. But the core problem is fossil fuels like oil are priced too low relative to their effect on the environment. Until we figure out how to permanently raise their costs, maybe through a carbon tax, consumers won't switch to non-fossil fuels or demand efficient cars. And when it comes to national security, no progress will be made with the Arab and Muslim worlds until there's a peaceful resolution of the broiling Israeli-Palestinian conflict. No matter what we try to do elsewhere in the Middle East, the simmering tensions and periodic hostilities in this one place will continue to destabilize everywhere else. Each of these core problems is huge, but if they're not solved, just about everything else we try to do to restart the economy, reduce climate change, or improve national security will fail. Compounding these core problems are trade-offs among them. For example, a carbon tax may undermine incomes and slow the recovery. And peace in the Middle East is likely to lower oil costs, making it harder to get people to switch to alternative sources of energy. Get it? Beneath the upcoming flurry of proposals from Washington lie at least three of the most vexing problems we've ever faced. Keep your hopes up, but your expectations in check.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His latest book is Super Capitalism, and we welcome your opinion. Share it with us at marketplace.org. It's a pretty good time to book a flight. A lot of airlines have launched fare sales in early January. AirTran is offering a nationwide sale with one-way tickets as low as $39. And some other airlines have sales as well. And what sets these apart from the usual January sales is that the discounts include travel for as late as April, May, and June. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.